have an excuse ready for this Thanksgiving or this Christmas. Why, when you go to your mama's house or my mama's house, why Ralph ain't showing up again this year. When you go to the parent-teacher conference, you know you're going by yourself. If you have an office party, have another excuse about why your husband ain't showing up. And that's the grind. That's the grind. It's big stuff that happens too. Came home one day, sticking my key in the door. Wife and daughter sitting over here, they're crying. Look over here, and homeboy sitting in my seat, he's got a gun pointed at my stomach, talking about I want my money right now. You know, fellas, I always had a lot of fears and a lot of doubts about, do I have what it takes to be a father? Do I have what it takes to be a husband? Because if you're in the life, your track record already gives you the answer, right? Because what's the father's role and what's the husband's role? To protect and to provide. And it's a cold-blooded feeling, fellas, laying in bed with a woman night after night after night after night, knowing not only aren't you protecting, knowing not only aren't you providing, you're the one bringing the wolf to the door. See, I got calls at work on a regular. It's a guy knocking at the door demanding his money right now. Got busted on my back porch one day. Two-year-old daughter coming outside, pulling at my coat, "Daddy, Daddy, that's my piggy bank." Remember stopping, giving her a little grin. "Don't worry, baby, daddy's gonna put some dollar bills in here for this change." You know, I'm the guy. You know, I'm the real Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde as described in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's interesting because as my alcoholism was rising at a certain point, I was also rising in the workplace. So in 1983, I got my dream job. I was working in management in the law department of a major utility company, you know, and so I had a big office, and that office allowed me to look out on the workforce of about 80. The downside of that, it allowed the workforce to look in on me, you know, and when you be on one of them six-day runs and you sitting up doing that whiplash and you look to see if anybody's looking and everybody's looking like this, that ain't cool, you know. I'm the guy that used to go. And when you talk about the double life guy, I'm the triple life guy. So I'm the business guy. I'm management at work. Then I would go to happy hour. And I'd go to happy hour. And I would say to myself, I told my old lady I'm going to be home at 8 o'clock. And so it gets to be close to 8 o'clock. And they say, last call for alcohol. My buddy says, I told my old lady I'm going to be home at 8 o'clock. And he gets up and goes. My hand involuntarily goes up, and I say, bring me 9 gin gimlets. And I'm still shutting down the bar one more time. So I got work people. But I leave with the people who get down like I get down at work. Some of the other management types, and we go over to one of my buddies' house. That's the double life I'm leaving, right? The work people don't know that this little subset of people at work go over to David Angel's house, and we really get it in. Now, about 12 midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, I get bored with that crew because they're not down and dirty like I like it. And I leave them, and I go up in the neighborhood, and I go to where I'm going to be till Monday. Or I go up in a motel with a girl. So I got a triple life. I got the double life from the other people. And the people that think they the outlaws at work, psh, you lightweights. I got a double life from them. I got the Bill talks about sordid places. I'm that guy. And I go in there. And I didn't mean to. But I put one in me at happy hour. And even though I told my old lady I'm going to be home, you know, at 8 o'clock at night, I put one in me. And it set something off that was beyond my control. When I drink, I get thirsty. I didn't know that. When I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, it took you guys pointing that out. I thought that there was something physically different about me, but I had it confused. I thought I had high capacity. I thought that the reason that I drank so much was because I could. Don't roll with the big boys if you can't get on with the big boys. Don't even try to do that. You know, you didn't. I thought I had high capacity. I didn't know that there was something physically different about me. And the other thing about, I didn't know that this only took place in about 10% of the population. I hear a lot of people share in Alcoholics Anonymous that and the reason why I cling so closely to the definition that's outlined in the doctor's opinion for this physical allergy, I hear a lot of people say we're the only people to get the effect from alcohol. The alcohol only has a certain effect on everybody who drink alcohol.